Well, Michael Garland is here, which must mean it's time for an update from Oceanside Community Safety. And good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave.
How you been?
I have been just awesome. Great. Been busy than a one-armed paper hanger.
All right.
Well, trying to find something politically correct.
Now, of course, we all know Halloween is near. That's always a time for safety concerns.
Absolutely. And so we want to give a few reminders to drivers to make sure that they get home safely and those that are around them mm-hmm. are going to stay safe. So for drivers, don't get spooked. So do expect that there's going to be a few people popping in and out along the roadways. You've got to realize it's almost like a playground zone. Kids are out there. They're all excited. They're all focused on other things than maybe the cars that are going by. So invite you. Always keep your eyes open for that. And a common theme, and it's not just for Halloween, obviously, but hey, put your phone away. Make sure you stay focused on the road because, again, as much as we have the laws of the Motor Vehicle Act, it always takes second place to the laws of physics. So as good as you may think you are, you still have to stop that vehicle in a short time frame. So make sure that you're watching those things around you.
Very good.
The other thing is, plan your trip. So leading into that, on Wednesday, the Downtown Business Association in Coquitlam Beach, they're hosting a Halloween walk. And that's going to be from 3 to 5 o'clock in the downtown core of Coquitlam Beach. OCSV, we're going to be there with our, may I say, very delightful and very stylish high-vis vests. And we'll be there just to go across the crosswalks with the pedestrians. We're not there to be crossing guards, but it's to raise that level of visibility so motorists can see well in advance that folks are going to be heading across the road. And our volunteers are trained with these lovely and delightful vests to make sure we always extend our arms so that motorists know that, again, the pedestrians want to cross. And please, please be courteous. If not, so, Dave, today's quiz.
Oh, yes.
What is of the Motor Vehicle Act, Section 179, Subsection 1, failing to yield to a pedestrian? What is the fine?
Got to be north of 100.
Very good. You know what? I'm always amazed. You are a fountain of knowledge. Indeed, it is north of 100. It's $167 plus 3 demerit points.
But cha-ching.
Cha-ching. And if people are out there in the crosswalk already and you're not paying attention, you could be charged driving without due care. And that one is really north. It's $368.
Ooh.
And 6 demerit points.
Yikes.
So it's very pricey to do that. So maybe it's worthwhile to kind of slow down and give those pedestrians half a chance when they're crossing the road. You can't reverse some things in life to injure a child or any pedestrian for that matter is something you always carry with you. So, take the time, be prepared, and especially, during Halloween, there's going to be tons of people around. And again, I'd advise you, if you don't need to be downtown Coquitlam Beach driving around for any errands, maybe it's good to kind of to go around it at that time. So just little planning, forward planning might be important.
So that's 1 week from today.
1 week from today. 3 o'clock until 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
We're trying to keep it in a more visible time frame, so we will make it safe for everybody.
That's about as safe and contained as you can get.
As safe as contained as you can get. Absolutely.
Very good. Right. Now, reflectors, you wanted a chance to mention those.
A good time
of year to be giving out free reflectors.
Yes, Dave, they are indeed free. And it couldn't be possible that our good partner, ICBC, who comes through every year, and Carolyn Robinson is our local representative, and she is absolutely marvelous. So she makes sure we have lots of them. So come visit our offices in Parksville and in Coquitlam Beach. Pick up your free reflector. For the event on next Wednesday, our volunteers will have some extra reflectors with them in their pockets, and we'll be handing them out to the folks as well to make sure everybody stays safe. And keep your eyes open. We're going to be in the news, and we're going to be up in Bowser here in those areas, handing them out over the next couple of weeks. So make sure you get your free reflector. We're doing that so much better, Dave. Gotta love that.
Someday we're going to hit the road. It's going to be such an act. I'm speaking with Michael Garland from Oceanside Community Safety Volunteers. You want us to also want to take an opportunity this time of the year to talk about Block Watch.
You know what? It kind of is a segue because you're going to have all those kids out walking about and that. Block Watch, great idea. It's all about crime prevention. But we're also partnering with our friends with Emergency Services Oceanside, and they are the people that prepare you for an emergency. So public safety, crime prevention, same neighbors. So we're trying to get the message out for both of the groups. So Block watch, again, is neighbors just looking out after neighbors. It's not vigilanteism. It's basically if you see something happen, you phone the police, you let your block captain know so your other neighbors are all in the loop. Really simple way of doing it, becoming a good set of eyes and ears. And to that end, I was very fortunate to be out in Qualicum Beach last night. And I want to thank Duncan, Lori, and David, who organized a good meeting. We had over probably 24 people show up from their neighborhood. And they had some great people talking. They had Corporal Jesse Foreman from the RCMP. They had Rob Damon, who looks after emergency services for the town of Qualicum Beach. And our own OCSV volunteer, Lori, who helps these people get themselves organized up and get all the information out to them. So great idea for parents. You know, get to talk to your neighbors. It's, like I said, it's a great thing to bring everyone together and to keep the community safe.
More info at your offices?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We always encourage that. And even to that effect, if people want to know generally what's happening in the neighborhood, we have a Facebook page, we have Twitter, and our web page. And our web page is getting more and more hits lately. I mentioned off here with the publishing of the Crime Watch report.
Yeah.
We get that probably every week or so, 10 days from the RCMP, and it shows trends happening in the Oceanside area. It could be break and enters, it could be thefts, lots of things that are going on. They're not major things, but it's important that we report them. Mm. It's easier for the Mounties to be able to get their man when they know where the man is.
Well, all right. Now, we can't go through a conversation without talking about child car seats.
We cannot, Dave. It's our favorite one. We always look after our bottom. So it's always important that for the child car seats. And you know what? For those that are expecting parents, honestly, it's an exciting time. There's so many things going on at the same time when you're having a child. It really doesn't pay to kind of get panicky toward the end when the nurses put them in the nice little bucket and say, you know, have a safe journey home, and then you've got to get out to the car and figure out how to put the bucket in.
Yeah.
So we invite you to come out to Island Health every second Wednesday of the month from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. next to the Temple Food Store, and we will have our trained technicians there to not only install it, but we're going to teach you how to install it. And if you're expecting, great time. Get that base anchored in there. Get all that stuff done. Get someone to walk you through the steps. And then when your bundle of joy is ready to come home, you're off to the races.
Sounds like a plan.
There you go. There
okay.
you go.
Very good. Not on your list, the Securus presentation. You don't want to talk about that, huh?
Well, I tell you what. I want you to talk about it because, you know what? It's you know, you've been saying it all morning, but honestly, Auxiliary Constable Daly does a fabulous job. If you haven't heard him speak in person, you are missing something. And all the great information that he parlays to you, that'd be French, is he?
Parlay? Ooh.
Thank you. See, that guy here, I come up
nice.
With some physics. Thank you. But please, if you're going to get, if you want to really catch up and learn something on home security, this is a great presentation. So I really encourage people to get out. And Dave, you got all the particulars there?
I'm hoping I do. Let's see. RCMP Securus is going to be the Parksville Seniors Activity and Drop-In Center this afternoon. Starts at 2. There you go.
And you know what? And that's why you're the professional.
And I bet it's free.
And you know what, Dave? It is free.
All right. So on with your oh-so-stylish safety vest, and off you go then. Michael Garland, so good to see you. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.